old was your grandson?
19.
Way too young to die. When I was around his age, I'm sure I did things my grandmother didn't know about.
No, she said. My boy wasn't in no gang.
Now her voice cracked. Good job, CT, making old lady cry.
He was a smart kid. Got good grades. He was in college.
What was his name?
Dante. Dante Johnson.
I opened a new notepad file and entered his name. Why did the police think he was a gangbanger?
He was found wearing gang colors, she said. I don't know which. He and his mother lived in a pretty rough area.
No other evidence, I said when she fell silent.
Nothing they'll tell me. I've said to the cops that my grandson was a good boy. They say, yes, ma'am, and that's it. I call the next day and there's nothing new.
What about your daughter?
Anisha was a sweet girl, she said.
Her eyes softened and grew wistful.
That boy was the light of her life. It ripped her up when he got killed.
Her eyes welled. I pushed a box of tissues across the desk and she snagged one.
I'm sorry.
Don't be, I said. My sister died when I was 16. I think I kept the Kleenex Corporation profitable by myself for at least a couple weeks. A smile played briefly on her lips before disappearing.
My daughter was great, she said after wiping her eyes. She'd just turned 40. Got her degree a few years ago.
Was Dante her only son? Her head bobbed.
My oldest grandchild. His viewing was last week. We had two, one in the afternoon and one in the evening. Before the second one, a bunch of us were standing outside and talking. A car pulled up, and someone shot my daughter. Shut her down like a dog,
Irma Johnson dabbed at her eyes.
Right in front of everyone.
I can't imagine what it was like, I managed to say, as I added Anisha's name to my document.
I don't know who does something like this, she said. It's monstrous. It's evil.
It was both those things, but was it also part of a gang's playbook? I'd never heard of it before. Have the police been able to tell you anything?
No. I don't even know if they're trying anymore.
They were, but I sympathized with her frustration. I'll see what I can find.
You have a good relationship with the police? She asked.
I almost laughed. My cousin Rich was a sergeant in the Baltimore Police Department. He and I got along, which was the best way to describe our relationship. I stayed on good terms with a couple other cops. The rest found me annoying. I figured it was because I solved a bunch of cases they couldn't. Rich even got a couple of commendations by riding my coattail straight to the award stage. Good enough, I said.
So you'll help me?
Irma Johnson said. I will.
God bless you, Mr. Ferguson.
I was about to tell her I didn't sneeze, but I simply smiled and said, I'll take all the help I can get. Many news outlets lamented the gang-related crime in Baltimore. Few of them provided any hard facts. They chronicled the shootings, sure, and wailed and gnashed their teeth at all the right times. Beyond a body count, however, they offered little else. The biggest facts I learned from an hour of research were the names of the two largest gangs in the city, the West Baltimore Buccaneers and the West Side Pirates. In the business world, two organizations with similar names and purposes were likely to merge. On the streets of my city, they shot at each other and anyone else who happened to get in the way. As their names suggested, both operated in the western part of the city. Public information didn't tell me much more. I turned to the BPD to fill in the considerable gaps. During my first case, Rich left his computer unguarded for a couple minutes.